Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
You gave it away.
This year, to save you from tears, I'll give you to someone special.
It's holiday season time. I need to learn a Kwanzaa.
That one's a classic. That one, Donny Hathaway. Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
What's the one the one, the lady? She only got that one song.
Don't hear those sleigh bells ringing empty.
Ooh, I don't know. Well, and Mariah
be better with it than it better with you.
Ooh, unpopular opinion. Mariah Carey song kind of like I'm kind of sick of it.
But she makes $3 million a year from the
a store. Year. I'm just saying, personally, every store in New York City
plays that song. But like, that's just like
I can go from Sephora to Five Below to Target, freaking all of them for Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have any other. I don't have all these songs you're talking about. They only have this one.
It's the only song that matters.
Oh my gosh. Well, welcome everyone to episode 5
of season 5.
Yes.
I got five on it.
That's a good number.
I got five on it. Messing with that Indoie.
Season 5, episode 5. We watch too much TV because we are the two besties that just continue to watch TV despite being super busy with work, raising children.
We still watch it.
Make time because
on the background when we're traveling, it's important. And I think you can tell we're in two different places. I have on a turtleneck and you have on a low-cut shirt.
LA winters, everybody.
New York winter. So I think that's also very funny. We're never in the same season. So you look like beautiful summer. Like you don't have a jacket. I have a turtleneck in the house. So
wore a sweater today when I went to my doctor's appointment.
It's hat, glove, scarf.
I heard it's real cold over there. I'm not jealous. But anyways, y'all, like and subscribe. Leave us some comments. Follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA letter V on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook.
Should we get Blue Sky? I've been thinking about that. Yes. Blue Sky is like the new X.
Is that what it's called? I thought it was called Blue Sky.
Oh, it's Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
You thought it was like a little hood for the club? No, it's just called Blue Sky.
I'm going to call it Blue Sky.
So Blueski. We might get that one.
You might get a Blueski, but in the meantime, we're on the old Blueski from our robot body. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah.
Mama gave me Twitter. I'm going to call him Twitter. Okay. Period.
Why would you want to call the X anyway? Such a stupid name.
It don't make no sense. Like, that was just so dumb. He was like really trying to make Fetch happen. And it's just like, why? Anyways,
I feel that way about like Facebook to Meta. I don't know why these big companies make these changes. Like, just keep who you are. But I digress.
Okay. So on that note, let's get it started. So how has your week been since last week? Because, yeah, we didn't take
it. You know, it's busy. It's holiday season. For all my corporate girlies, you know, work really stops around the 22nd, 23rd. So we feel this like rush of things people think they need to get done before the 23rd. A lot of it won't matter by the 24th. But if you know the corporate people, you're either really into it or you don't want to work. It's just like, we know Christmas is in 2 weeks. Like, come on, let's get together.
Right.
But it is hectic and we are blessed to have a job. How are you in LA?
Period. I am sleep deprived. I'm getting through work, but I'm definitely like just winding down, just turning down appearances because I'm just tired. I just would rather just be in my house canoodling. My favorite thing of the day outside of being with the baby is just turning on my Christmas lights because all decorations are up, tree is up. I bought new decorations this year too. So I got these little boxes that spell out joy. And then it came with like little fairy lights, but they wasn't no good. So they ran out. The battery ran out. So I got tea lights. So I have to light the tea lights. There's four in each box. And then I have to put the boxes back together. And then I have like little lights in my windows, even though my apartment is the interior. So it's only facing another building's courtyard. And I feel like they don't appreciate my efforts because no one else has Christmas decorations up. But I still light them every night for them.
This is HGTV Jocelyn. I don't know who we are, but your excitement is amazing. But I feel you. I'm gonna also decorate a little bit, even though it's me and my puppy. But I'm gonna just be frugal and try to decorate on a budget, just
Always.
because I want to be in the spirit. I'm gonna get a
Exactly.
stocking.
You're not a Grinch. You're not a
And
Grinch. You should
we
always
love Christmas.
bring the holly jolly festive time into your home. I can remember my first Christmas in LA. I wasn't even here. I always was going back to New York. But I still bought a little tiny dollar store Christmas tree made of just like little garland. And I put it up on my counter in the kitchen. And I had like little balls on it and stuff. Because why not? Christmas is always in the heart. And so you can express it in your little space, whatever the size is. And you should because you deserve. I love those JINGLE bells. Oh.
Bells,
I
bells,
love
bells. We
those
have to get some bells.
JINGLE bells. Oh, I love those
We are
JINGLE.
very much Christmas people, but we love all holidays. Give us something else we need to watch that is holiday inclusive because I'm trying to celebrate every holiday. I want to get like a little Kwanzaa stuff. I'm just trying to learn about different holidays. I don't know why. I'm starting to research like what is Hanukkah? What is Kwanzaa? I'm on like the TikTok dives of like different cultures because
Watch
I don't
Sesame Street. I was watching Sesame Street with the baby this weekend and my parents, and they had one. There's a holiday one on YouTube, and the song with Anderson .Paak is all about holidays. And so then they're singing like all the holidays, and they sing about Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and others.
Shout out to the Big Bird and his team because they still
Yes.
educating us, okay?
Oh
I
yeah.
love them.
I believe they have to be the longest running children's show in history, which is amazing, but it's really good. Elmo had me cracking up, and I'm just like, Elmo is just
I still watch Sesame Street. I follow them for sure. They are very relevant in 2024 to my old ass.
like such a good show. All right, so let's get going with our weekly grab. What's first on your list, best friend?
So this is interesting. First on my list was it was Friday. I'm trying to have, to your point, just more like not doing anything, watch TV days. And I've been thinking about the Drag Race franchise. And I recognize that I've been behind on Drag Race UK and Drag Race Canada. So if you go to the WOW Presents Plus app, you can watch the first episode for free. So I said, before I give them my $5 a month again, let me just watch the most recent episode of Drag Race UK season 6 and Drag Race Canada season 5. And both were just underwhelming for me personally.
Yeah, they don't be given to me, but
I used to love like UK Drag Race. Like I remember watching like every week. I think the first two or three seasons. The last one I remember was Crystal Versace when she won. I don't know if I, it was like the fashions wasn't fashioning, especially when you have the US and you have just certain looks. Even the cheap queens in the US just look amazing. I don't know if it was just the fashions, if it was just, I don't know. But Canada was worse than the UK, but neither one of them made me want to give them $5 and subscribe. I feel really, really bad. I don't know. I think it's because maybe the rules are different. So at least UK, I will give them props.
That's right. They can't
Because
win
now they
money.
get money. No, now they got £25. So now they do for the first year ever. So they do get money, but it just was
Wait, 25 pounds?
25,000.
Oh,
Sorry, like 25,000 pounds, which I
right.
think is maybe like 30,000, 35,000 in US. Not 25. That's, it was like
Like $25. That is horrible.
imagine. But I watched both of them. Just very underwhelmed. It just, I can't really think of anyone that stuck out. The only thing I think of are the queens that were like this black queen. I can't remember her name. She was so beautiful, but so tacky. Like her wig had to be like $3. Her dress was like so cheap. It just is not giving what Drag Race. And they had some older like season ones, but it, nothing makes me want to
That
subscribe and go
remind
back.
me of, was it season one? And she was also black. She was sweet though, but she was so tacky. What? Oh
Is it the one with Ornaysha? Or are you talking about the big woman
no,
who
in the
was
UK. In the UK. You know her name though. She made it a few weeks in because she still like, gave something, but it wasn't the fashions. Definitely not.
I don't know. I just feel like I know nothing can compare to the US, but it just
I feel
nothing
like they
about it
lack
stuck.
soul and swag, and it's just not the same. Like our culture, and everyone knows, like American culture is just it's unique. It is very and it is rooted in Black Americans. I think sometimes people overlook that, but a lot of the vibrancy of our culture, it does come from the mixing of so many cultures in America, but it really is rooted in Black culture. Because even we're talking about drag culture here, it's created by gay Black men, which who are they acting like? Black women. It's us. So it's like we get it and it just comes natural so that even when you have the white queens or Asian queens, like the Nymphias, like when they just have that pizzazz, it still is like rooted in just the culture. And I just think it got lost. It's not there in other countries because it's just not of them, So I think that translates on screen. And so when you're comparing it to the original Drag Race in the US, so then you watch these other countries and it's like, because it's the
And I
culture.
think production, because even like the way like y'all just met, like the shade didn't seem like authentic. Like the
Right.
girl just went up to the girl and just told she didn't like what she did. It just, I can't explain it, but it just wasn't hitting. It just wasn't doing what
Sometimes
it
they
needed to do.
overproduce because I found out one of the most iconic, hilarious scenes in Drag Race history when it was All Stars. Was it like season one or two? And it was the argument between Mimi, I'm first,
And
and
Raven, yes.
so that was actually it was like an argument, but producers were egging it on. And so the reason Tammy Brown was like, "You want me to be crazy? I'll be crazy." Because producers was making them stop and like do it over, and they were like, "Be more dramatic." So that's why Tammy was purposely like, "You want me to be crazy? I'll be crazy." And it just ended up being so iconic on screen. That is hands down like one of my favorite scenes in general of any
Shout
show.
out to Tammy Brown. I would love to hear other people's feedback about maybe what it is, but neither one of them just tickled my fancy. But I did watch it, so I want to
Yeah,
talk
no, at
about
least
it.
I like that you support because I ain't never paid WOW $5 of nothing. I always would find it free online when I would watch. And I only tried to watch because there's, all I love that it spread to so many different countries, but I've only tried to watch UK. I did watch the first full season of UK. And then I was like, yeah, I'm done. But I can watch when they, because they'll mix them up on All Stars. So it's like
Yes, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
cool because then they'll introduce us. Because the last one, I knew who the Vivian was, because I watched her season of UK.
Oh, that was one of the best seasons. I
Yeah,
don't like
and she
whatever that
just
was, it was so
it was
authentic.
a
Love that.
beautiful introduction of her from the UK because she, but she was that bitch. Period.
Period.
Period. Stop. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this new season of Drag Race USA because yeah, it's happening.
Yes. What is first on your weekly grab?
First of all, Weekly Grab is the return of that rap competition show on Netflix, Rhythm and Flow. So season one, I believe the judges was like Cardi B,
T.I. and
Yeah,
Chance the
yes.
Rapper.
And Chance the Rapper. And so now this season two is back, and it's Ludacris, Lotto, and DJ Khaled. And I really think that they are really good judging, a good judging panel. The auditions were the original, like tryouts, I guess, talent show, whatever, was in Atlanta. So it was like a bunch of aspiring rappers competing. Well, the show is competing in ly lyrical challenges. I haven't gotten fully into it past the first episodes where they're just doing their open performances where, they weren't given any requirements. It was just a song of their choice. So it was definitely giving open mic night, or like when you were forced to into a rap showcase to go support a friend. And I feel like we've all been there.
Girl, you know how many rappers I done dated? I done been a dumbass and
You
went to
gotta
the
wait for the person you're supporting to get to their performance. So you gotta watch all these
no,
other
you can fucking
performances.
leave. Thank you, good night.
Everybody just, it was a little bit of just, there was like a few people that were really good, but for the most part, it was a lot of just like one person
It's
just
on my list. It's on
with
my
mad
list.
energy, like, and Ludacris was like, whoa, pipe it down. Like,
Gonna start tonight. As soon as we finish this, I'm gonna go to sleep watching the first episode because you said it.
it was just like, whoa, the one girl just broke down crying, like, I don't give a fuck, like, I'm here for this, I do it for this. And it's just like, okay, y'all, like, it's been a lot. Then everyone, it's like you're giving everybody an in-depth story. So you're thinking, like, oh, we got to find out about their life at home. The cameras followed them to their house. So they made it. No, they got home because they wasn't no good. I was like, oh damn, I thought she was gonna make it to the next round. No. Then everybody, now granted, and I'm not making light of anyone's struggle, but everybody got a struggle. Every story, like, and I'm coming from, and I just feel like in the culture of rap, it's like you have to come from struggle, right? So then they respect
Yeah.
you more. So sometimes I just feel like people are exaggerating their struggle
Yeah.
because they need to be, they need you
They
to
want that
feel.
rags to riches. You
Right.
want to always root for like the victim or the
Right.
person with the sad sob story,
Yeah.
which D Smoke didn't have. He was like, I'm the brother.
Yes,
My
and my
mother
brother's
was a
already famous
singer.
and doing
Like,
music.
I'm a
I'm passionate. I'm
teacher
a
and a
teacher. I teach Spanish.
yes. It
He just went with it.
wasn't
Like,
like I
I
was a
know.
crack baby.
Right.
Like,
I think if you just go by what makes you, so someone did try to do that because I guess he graduated valedictorian of his college, but he came out with the tassels from being valedictorian on, and it was just like it's given the gimmick, and then he didn't even make it to the next round because it just wasn't, he wasn't even that good. So yeah, but I do appreciate that it really just follows, like, people going after their dreams, and even the adversity that people do come from and get through to make it to that stage. It's respected, respectable. And I like that they didn't water the show down by doing a new season year after year after year. They did take a couple of years. They switched up the judging cast and helped it not get played out so fast. So
and I
and
think the judging cast is more relevant. Like T.I. doesn't rap anymore.
right.
Cardi does here and there, but she's more of like a personality instead of like focused on the flow. So I to your point, I like that they changed it. So now I'm a press play. Like now I'm a watch because you
And
make it
with
sound funny.
Lotto, she actually comes from that. She was on a rap
That's
competition
how
show.
she,
So
yeah.
I
She
think that,
understands.
yeah, she understands it more, and you can see that she just kind of has a little bit more experience and personal journey relation to everyone up to when she's giving her critiques. So yeah, I like that aspect of it as well. And then
And
Luke.
then she didn't even like she got on the show, she won, and then you she took like a good 5, 10 years to pop. So I think
And
that's
did it
also a good
independent.
experience. Yeah.
Then you have Ludacris. Like, Ludacris is just the bomb because he's really, really talented, right? Like, he's an established rapper, an established actor, so he translates very well on screen, very well spoken, articulates himself well. And then you got Khaled, right? He's always just gonna give you a fucking motivational talk because that's literally just who
You
he.
important. You got it. Don't listen to me. Listen to
And
yourself.
then each week it's a guest judge. So the only two I've seen so far was Big Sean as a guest judge and Busta Rhymes. Big Sean was mad biased for everybody that was from Michigan,
Detroit.
Detroit, even the one girl from Flint. He's like, yeah, that's what we do. And then now you got Busta Rhymes. And you know, Busta Rhymes giving another motivational speech, like, yeah, you gotta feel it from the core. But it's really dope. I love the show. So I'm looking forward
No, Netflix, you need to hire my best friend because you're gonna make me watch this show because it's like your expert. Because I'm like, I'm gonna watch it, but now I'm going to watch it because your explanation of this show is
hip hop. You know what I mean?
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not a good rapper.
Like what? Where's Ali G in the house? Because yeah, that's what it's given.
I'm
Okay.
sorry, okay.
Well, what's next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is tied to my first one, and you kind of mentioned it. It's the Meet the Queens for season 17 of RuPaul's Drag Race US. Watching those two bad episodes is kind of because I have my notifications on for RuPaul's Drag Race when they do Meet the Queens. So first they bring out the old winner. She does like a cute little video and she introduces each queen by name. They do, I think this theme is like wet. So everyone has like water, dripping, rhinestones. That's the theme, kind of like wave water.
I love it.
Very beautiful. I think it's 14 queens. And then after that, you get kind of like a 3 to 4 minute interview with each of them, where they're from. Some queens are from Kentucky. Some queens are from New York, of course, LA. Right now, you don't know who's like family in terms of like older queens, but I think they mentioned that they are a lot of like family members of queens who visited. I'm just excited based off of just Meet the Queens. Like, that's
Okay.
first of all. There were some, there's one queen called Anya Nerve.
I was because
Surprise.
I did at least see the introduction of their
The
names, and
name.
I like some of the names. Anya Nerve is really
Yes. I was like, I like that they have one like Harmonica Case or something. So, you know how they have like these little
yes.
quinky, quirky names. I can tell there's a lot of young divas on this cast. Like a lot of like, girl, you about to annoy us. Like a lot of like, we're everything is us. One girl was completely naked, covered in rhinestones, and I was like, "Oh, you're gonna be an artist," because it was called Lexi Love was her name. Like, I thought she had on like a bodysuit, but no. So she covered her body completely in like silver and blue, like rhinestones, and her body is to die for. I was like, "Ugh, I'm so excited!" And then they always say what you could look for towards the season. It was like drama. They did keep Raida Queen, but they changed it up somehow. There's like some new twist, and one of the queens that are interviewing is like, it's just a new game. She was like, it's good, but I think they're trying to kind of keep up. I hope it's not corny. We're gonna come back to this episode. I hope we like it, but it comes back first week of January. I'm
Oh,
very
I'm so
excited.
excited.
So
Like,
back
ready.
to my MTV. How are we gonna watch this? We don't know, but we're gonna do Meet the Queen. I mean,
On the
season 17, RuPaul's
computer.
Drag Race.
On the computer. That's how I watched the whole last season, or at least my little piracy app. Not the app, the app, or I have a website too. So annoying. I cannot believe they did, like, the MTV was so ass backwards for that. Like, literally
It
made.
makes no sense. A
Because
lot of people
I
do.
still haven't watched the challenge. I still haven't watched a challenge.
I just watched like YouTube like recap videos of it. It's okay, but it's also just like the challenge. Like, it's not bad, but it's like okay. But to
I
your
did, but
point,
I like the concept of the generation thing.
me
So,
too.
but
Me
whatever.
too.
I'm still gonna watch it eventually, but you know.
And then ABC just took away their app too. A lot. I don't know why they're
What
doing
is
this, but
this?
they're taking away their apps. And I'm like, why are we doing
That's how
this?
we're watching the content. It's just like people are streaming.
I don't know,
Are they
but
trying
we're
to
going
do
to put.
bundles? It's so annoying. I can't keep up. I can't
And that's
keep
another thing. They keep changing. We don't know what's what, but we're going to pray for our apps because that's how we need to watch our TV. What's next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I am enjoying this new season just because it's like the dynamics of the cast have shifted. So there's no more Fox Force 5. You're now seeing the division of Kyle and Dorit. So it's like Kyle is standing on her own. Dorit is standing on her own. Seems like Dorit is trying to get buddied up with Bose. I say her name right?
Bows. Yes,
Bose.
bows.
And it's just like, girl, you know, but at the same time, I really like that Dorit is standing up for herself, calling Kyle out on her. Just Kyle is just so a victim all the time. And it's just like,
All
and then she'll just
the
move the goalpost when you call her out on something and it's still just about her. But I like that Dorit is just like, no, what you did was wrong. And then I have the right, I have a, if you want to say that, well, I have the right to feel how I feel about this. I
time.
did find that back and forth they were having during Kathy's getaway trip at the table, and then it was between them two, and then Garcelle interjected to kind of throw shade at Dorit. And it's like, I see it's caused like a debate on social media where some people are just like, what is it? Why won't Garcelle let it go? And then others still defending Garcelle, like, oh, well, she still has the right because of, just all these little different things. My personal opinion, I really just think like Garcelle is just kind of reaching for something because it's like, what else are you, what else you got going on? And it's like, leave it alone. And I would think, honestly, it would be a better look if Garcelle was going to side up with one of them. It should be Dorit. Even though they have this scarred history, I just think that Dorit is more on the right side in this because we know that Kyle always kind of plays the victim.
All
And
the time.
if Garcelle was to kind of extend sympathy and grace to Dorit, I could see more people liking and supporting her because it would be like, oh, despite all of this, you're just still a real one. Because it's like, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. So we're not seeing that. And then what else stood out to me on the latest episode is like, you can tell that Kyle really loves Mauricio and really wanted it to work. And he's the one that was just like checked out and he does not care. She kept giving so many little subtle hints and stuff of like missing him. And he's just like, I'm good. She's like, do you need towels? He's like, I got towels and I can wash them. Like, he's not checking for her at all. And honestly, I felt like sorry for her because I could just imagine. But the psychic tried to tell your ass like 20 years ago, girl.
Yeah, I think she's lonely. I don't think that she and I think that whole situation with that Morgan person, girl, like I don't think she handled that correctly, being married. I think you kind of was still doing too much. I think for you to be a public figure, you were too much and having too many what is this, what is not, the tattoos, you did a lot. And I kind of get his energy because he's just like, you could have just been normal. It's not working out, whatever. We could talk about it, but I just felt like Kyle did a lot and now it's not working out with this girl. Now she's like, oh no, I'm lonely. And I hate that she can never just, I'm sorry, be wrong.
Right.
Sometimes you're just wrong. I
Sometimes you're just
apologize.
wrong.
That's it.
Yes.
But she always had like, but
No,
you, but
we
you,
never see her do
sometimes.
that. And that's where that is her biggest flaw to me that we've seen from season one is just that, like the lack of accountability on her part. So.
And I'm catching up. I'm only on season episode two so far, so I think I'm one behind. But I love Jennifer Tilly on the show. I love that she's rich because she has Simpsons money.
Period.
Okay. She's rich. So I really like how people like her and Garcelle, we knew of them, and I like how they can assimilate. Now everybody can do that in the Housewives world, like have a name and then go into this realm. But I really
Right.
like Jennifer, and I hope she like she's quirky, and I
Yeah.
just like her
Let's.
energy.
I'm
Her and
looking forward to
Kathy.
seeing where this season goes. So we'll see, but I'm here for it. So what's last on your weekly grab?
Keeping it up with Housewives. Last of my weekly grab. We talk about it a lot, but I just watched the most recent episode of Potomac and I had a couple of things. This Josh guy with Ashley, I genuinely like him. He
He's cute.
seems like a
Yeah.
nice, younger, cute guy. Like, maybe is not really aware, but is okay with the surroundings. I cannot wait. I think I'm gonna tweet Andy tomorrow and be like, Andy, please ask Stacey this question during a reunion. Are you watching the show back? Are
Right.
you watching from afar your interactions with TJ? And would you let your daughter date somebody like this man?
It really
You are
looks
a
like
50.
she genuinely likes him too.
It's just like, I feel like I just want to hug her. Like, I just want to go to Potomac and be like, girl, first of all, you are beautiful. You are fine. To Ashley's point, be single. You were just married for 15, 16 years.
Right.
But the way he's trying to convince you that he cares about you more because he treats you like a friend is weird.
Extremely.
It's weird. It's triggering. It's weird. He does not like you. You are his BFF that he thinks is cute, but there's nothing. Is that Mark?
He came in the doorway holding a baby like he baby daddy of the year. I would
He
have her
came
on the start of the show because you was out there on a phone call letting her just scream. She it's that oatmeal. I gotta stop giving her the oatmeal. She gets too much energy. And this is gonna be on the show, by the way. So
Listen, we
yeah,
got to keep this.
out of here looking like a baby daddy. He over there bouncing the baby. It's so funny because I feel like the way I'm starting to like Giselle is like, I feel like
Crazy.
I had to put it down. I was gonna give her my yes, but I didn't want, I was gonna have two yeses. And so since we're talking about Potomac, I just want to add this, like Robin had to go. And
Yeah, she was weighing her
she was
down.
weighing her down. I do think that they did give her a talk. And I think if anything, Giselle was playing into too much into the villain role and got lost in it a bit, and a little also forgetting of her position, like you're an employee. I think Robin leaving her, probably them having a talk with her, and even maybe finally opening herself up to pay attention to the feedback she was getting from the viewers. I think it just helped her be like, okay, let me just be more of who I actually am, because I really feel like she's being authentic. Like before, she was just coming off nasty, and I would hate to think that you're nasty because it didn't seem that way when we would see you with your daughters, because that was always the microcosm. It's like she's so nasty with the cast, but then when you see her with her daughters, it was just like that was the little bit of relief that you got from watching Giselle on screen because she was so good with her daughters. But I really think that's who she is. I really think that she's really lighthearted. She's super chill. She can be a girl's girl.
And she can
And
hold her feet to the fire respectfully and not be so nasty and like picking at you. And also,
so
I feel like
go ahead.
not Candy. I feel like it's her and it was Robin. I feel like Robin has so much going on that she needed like somebody to help her with what was going on. And Giselle seems like a ride or die. You know, they besties, they have their own best friend podcast. I feel like, to your point, a lot of it is like Robin being gone. I feel like
Right.
even if Candace was there, I don't know if they would have gotten together like maybe Giselle and Wendy, but I just think Giselle is lighter because she doesn't have
Agreed.
this friend to like cover.
Agreed. I also and I have wrote it down because even watching her, she's about to deal with this situation with her dad in the will, which I would hate, anybody would hate that, right? Because it's like you, it's bad enough you already lost your parent. Now you're still not able to get closure because it's like something with the will. But in possibly losing her father, did it lift up this like dark cloud of energy that she was holding on to? Did maybe it make her get a new sense of life? I don't know. But between that, how she is with her daughters, even her at the speed dating with Ashley and finding the chocolate guy that I know she's attracted to because he's totally her type. I really am starting to like Giselle again because I used to like her in like seasons one and two, and then I just completely hated her. It was worth just giving her a shout out because I have dragged her as my piss poor so many times. So many times.
People change, people grow. So we
Right.
proud of you, Giselle. And my last little note is like, Mia, I think in 10 years you're gonna regret all of this. I think in 10 years, that little girl calling you out is so embarrassing. The way you handling it
I
is
was
just
so disappointed in
so
her. I literally, she's now, and I'm so bored with her. That was in my point where I was like, oh, let me go wash these dishes. Like she's become that now where it's like, oh, I got a break in between the show to do something. Cause I'm bored with your storyline. And then the fact that you're using your children is so disgusting. I have
I
no.
feel like she's weaponizing mental health and she's using her children because every time, I'm gonna keep saying this, Mia, every time you have a conversation with Gordon and he doesn't agree, that's not mania.
It's not.
That's not mania.
It's not.
Every time he says how he feels about your situation with this ex-boyfriend, who, in my opinion, I think that this was all a part of her plan. So I think Ink always been in the background. Always. She ain't never let him go, and he always been a hop, skip, and a pee away. I just think that just everything how she's handling the situation, the kids should be around their father, not this guy. Yes, it's okay if Gordon lives upstairs. That is the father of your children. You still need help. This boyfriend being around is the problem. You're doing too much with these kids. It's not set in stone. You're not even really not with they. And the girls are telling her, like, look, you in a messy situation. And he has mental health issues. Why you keep pushing those short ass uppercut in his face and his energy and like, oh, ink. You even got him in your tagline. It's just giving desperate. It's giving Zeus.
Desperate, cheap, yeah. And she even did some little thing as if like she was gonna transition to Love and Hip Hop. Go, please go.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
Let me
goodbye. Oh, oof.
know.
Okay, what's last on your weekly grab? Because I'm
Last
just
of our
over
weekly
her.
grab. I haven't talked about them yet since the new season started, but you know, I love me some Love and Marriage Huntsville. So we going down to Huntsville, Alabama, baby. Okay, because
You know, I watch the
it
YouTube
got
clips.
dirty in this last episode. Martell went lower than low, calling out the Scotts. Marceau and Tisha saying they both done cheated on each other, but he was going in on Marceau, even to the point he said that Marceau has sex with a girl after him. And he's like, and you know it. And like, but a lot of stuff was getting bleeped out because they was using dirty words. And I was just like, oh, I definitely would need, I am requesting a Peacock version of last episode. I need to hear the curse words because I want to hear the totality of all that was coming out. Cause girl, they was airing out the dirtiest of the laundries. Martell unloaded the clip. He looked extremely childish. It looked he was trying to just drag people down with him. And then the whole time, Marceau and Tisha remained a united front. I would say we ain't never seen them kiss that many times. They was off. I'm like, oh, somebody accusing y'all cheating. Now y'all kissing and all of that. Now, I will say, I can't say that I don't think that everything Martell is saying isn't true. I think there could be some truth to what he's saying. I do believe, we've all believed it, that Marceau has cheated. But it's like, when I tell you Tisha ain't going nowhere, she ain't going nowhere. So it's truly like, it just doesn't even matter. It's like you confront them on screen. They together. And you know, men, there's a lot of Tishas in the world, a lot of them, and they allow men like Marceau to be good because it's like to her, she's as long if it's not clear, blatant evidence, I love my man, my man, my man, my man.
And it's also like, Martell, do you just want them to break up so you could be
It's
right? Like, what's
that
your
was gonna be
purpose
my
in doing
last point of just like it seems like because Martell also got called out for like calling Nell and the Fletchers. What's her husband's name? I can't, but
that? Ain't it
whatever.
CJ, DJ, TJ, EJ? No, I'm making that up.
I can't think of what but whatever. Martell keeps calling Nell a side chick because whatever. Fletcher, the husband, Chris Fletcher.
Okay.
Chris was like getting out of a marriage at the time he started dating Nell, but also, mind you, him and Nell have been together for like 30 years. They've been together a very long time, so this is very, very, very long time ago. And but Martell always will, he'll like jokingly refer to her as a side chick, which is very disrespectful. Always attacking Marceau and Tisha, saying that Marceau has cheated. He's done the same with Maurice. And it's like he's always just trying to kind of bring people down. And it's like, bro, you destroyed your marriage. You sit in that by yourself. It's kind of like he's just trying to take people down with him. But what I also get the sense as it relates to him and Marceau is like, Marceau, you know you done did some dirt with this person. And what happens when you do dirt, you get dirt because you was hanging out with this dirty person. You knew he was low and low. But when y'all was good, y'all was great. And then now that's what happens is like when you get low, you entertain in their lowness. And then now when you try to act better than that, they gonna pull you down, and they were just waiting to, by the way, because this is the true color. Martell was just waiting to unload the clip because he never really
He
rocked
thought
her
that
anyway.
Melody was a Tisha and probably staying through thick and
Pretty much.
thin, and
Yeah.
now he's just
And
trying to
then
break.
when
And I
Mel
just don't
left
think he
him, and now he's embarrassed, but then Tisha's still sticking by Marceau. It's like there's, I feel like a sense of jealousy.
What about the other brother, Maurice
I
and
don't think
Kenny?
they're trying to say something because Maurice got arrested for a DUI, and then they're alleging that there was some lipstick on his face. But I don't think I couldn't see no lipstick. And I wouldn't say that Maurice has never cheated, maybe in the early start, but I just don't think he's out here cheating on Kimmy, and then she had went to the breast through the breast cancer. I think they're solid. Like, I think they're good. But again, I really don't trust none of the men coming out of
In Huntsville,
the
Alabama.
house. But it got good, y'all. So you better watch that last episode. Ooh. The shade, the shade, the shade. Come on, Carlos. Carlos K.
Shout out to Carlos K because you are producing. You are
I love
giving
me some Carlos King, baby.
QRST.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on social media. We watch too much TV. TEA, letter V. And leave a comment. Tell us what we should watch.
Yes, let us know what you want us to watch, don't want to watch, or if you agree with Jocelyn about never dating somebody
From
from
Huntsville,
Huntsville,
Alabama.
Alabama.
Don't do it. All right. So now let's get into our piss poor. Who you got, best friend?
Okay, so there's a couple of people. My piss poor goes to everyone on Married to Medicine but Quad. And I'm gonna tell you why. But Quad. Quad, shout out to you. First of all, you're beautiful. I just love Quad. I love her energy. No one's ever right, but I always feel like she's justified to a certain extent. She's extra. She knows she's extra. She gives into herself. She deserves it. But all the women feeling like a way that she didn't tell them about her boyfriend after last year when they went on this group trip. It's one thing to live in the same state, best friend, and not invite somebody to a event. But to fly me out, I'm going on a trip with y'all. You decide we don't get along and I gotta leave. And we still gotta talk about this stuff. But now you want me to call you, tell you about the new young, fine man in my life? That makes no sense the way Dr. Simone and like she's the same person. No, she's not the same person. She's protecting what's good to her. And y'all are friends with her ex-husband and his wife. She's on this show now. So I'm not gonna tell you about my new boo and you friends with my old boo and a new thing. I don't understand that. And Dr. Jack didn't do nothing, but Dr. Jack, you're also not doing anything on the show. I love you, Dr. Jackie, as a person. But on the show, you can be a friend of. I know you never would because the show I did, blah, blah, blah. But I don't care about every patient you have every week. I don't
I'm sorry, but
care.
some of them should have been Dr. Jackie Ben should have been a friend of.
After her and Simone
Let's
got
be
back together.
real, Dr. Simone, friend of Toya, all of them, bring all of them down to friend of, minus people who have main storylines of you. Unless you have a main storyline, make them more of a friend of, introduce some new cast members so you could just keep it, it's
And
Atlanta.
even Phaedra, we don't need you on there, Phaedra. You back on Housewives of
Friend
Atlanta. You
of.
should not be double dipping Bravo checks. I'm sorry. You're not,
Period.
we don't need you on, we don't need you on Married to Medicine, Phaedra.
No.
If you wasn't gonna be on Housewives, okay, but we don't need you on there. But for their reaction to her bringing this nice, young, successful, fine man on this show. While your crusty ex is on here, I think it's stupid.
I
And
would
then
love to
continue.
see Apollo and Phaedra, but if they're saving that for Atlanta, I'm fine with that too.
Yes, he did make a little appearance,
See me,
because he
I know
can't
I
come in
need
the
to see
house.
Apollo every week. Every
He can't
week.
come in that house, though. He can't come in that
He can't
house.
come in the house. But I
He
just
only
like
can
to,
stay
I
in the
want
house.
to see Phaedra Apollo co-parenting dynamic or
Oh,
even
yeah.
introducing Apollo and his current wife. I would much rather see that than
Yeah,
Dr.
on
Frank.
Housewives, not
On
Married to
Housewives. Yeah,
Medicine.
not me. I really, yeah, they need to phase Phaedra out, and I'm hoping that's what happens after this season.
Yeah, and Contessa, like, I don't really have no beef with you, but also, like, I can tell she's excited to be back. So I feel like she's trying to create a storyline to maybe get re-pushed up because, like, I still don't like Heavenly. But all in all, like, y'all just gotta stop painting on my girl Quad. They went up to the people, was like, "You her man? You her man? You what are you doing? That is so embarrassing. You
So
Quad the
corny
boyfriend.
too.
You Quad." And I think one gay guy was like, "No, it's not
Yes,
me. Like, it's not me, baby."
Yes. Oh my God. Y'all over here prying so much into her business, going up to somebody who's gay. He ain't check up a
Have
quack.
to have they got the audacity to be like, well, I speak to her all the time. Nobody speaks to nobody all the time. It is
No.
okay if you don't know everything, but I just don't like how they treat her. I know they feel obligated to for her something that's so like close to heart. I'm proud of you, Quad. Go, girl. All the rest of y'all, get it together. But I'm gonna still watch because apparently Dr. Jackie gets mad at Heavily. So maybe she'll give us something to talk about for the next
Something.
time.
We'll see. I don't know. But
Who's your piss?
my piss poor, it ties into a little of what you were talking about, because my piss poor is going to Sweet Tea and Dr. G. Something's just not giving with the new Lunsfords. I really feel like Sweet Tea came on the show trying to replace a whole first wife. Okay. Mind you, her way was sliding into his DMs talking about, I could give you what you want.
Meanwhile, she can't. Meanwhile, she can't. She's having fertility problems. Ain't that some shit?
It's like, and girl, I do wish her luck and blessings in the fertility department. Like, anybody who wants to be a mother, you should be a mom. But I
Literally.
think it's a journey worth having off camera. Like this is their storyline. It's not giving. Also the fact that we are watching him and his second wife, like it's just like something is just so off with them too. Like girl, like you came on the show whole trying to like replace a man that is like fresh out of a marriage and knowing that it was some controversy surrounding that breakup, and then now trying to insert yourself in this whole friend group while the ex-wife is still in the friend group. And now we're supposed to just be on your side and watch you feel sorry for you while you're having fertility issues when you prom th this is how you got him to date you by telling him you're younger and that you were going to give him children.
And now you're mad because he's old and he said, all right, we got 2 years. Let's wrap this up. And that's what I was thinking today.
You
Y'all
know
didn't
he
have
might
the
replace your ass with another young thing that could probably maybe give him some kids, or just in general,
22-year-old
if
eggs.
he gets bored with you, he like, you can't give me no kids. I don't need you up in here.
And then I'm thinking, because I mean, he brought up a good point. What type of way, how bad do we want to be parents? If for some reason she can't physically have them and it doesn't work after everything, are they gonna adopt? Are they gonna, what are the other options? And I'm thinking, y'all didn't have this conversation. Y'all didn't talk. This is a very important conversation you have with someone before you marry them. Because it's not just, I want to have my own kid, I want to have babies. How? Do we want them so much that we're gonna adopt? Do we want pets? Do we want to, like, y'all didn't have that conversation yet? So that's weird. That's very
It's
weird.
just not giving. And so I'm saying, unless it's gonna be something major, I'm fine with this being their last season because it's not giving. But yes, on that note, we can get into our yes.
Okay, so I just changed my yes
Ooh.
because I started watching Love and Hip Hop Miami and I just realized I started watching it. I don't know why.
That's hilarious. You never watch Lemon Hip Hop.
Never, ever. But I watch it on free on YouTube. Sorry, I'm not gonna give you the view. It's like not too far from a Batty Zeus show, but I did watch the last two episodes. I want to give my yes to Angela White slash Blac Chyna. She is really like
Yes.
different. And
Wow.
like her growth and her evolution, I'm just proud of her. I've never seen such a like change. You could tell she's really sober. She's even talking to the fiance, like, look, I don't live that life. She's sticking to it. It's a lot of temptation. You can see she looks clean. Like she just looks like
Wow.
she's living a clean, at peace life. She's making sense. She's like, it's that because I just remember seeing her on like the Rob and her show. So bad, so detrimental. But like Angela White, I don't even want to call her Black Chyna. You could just tell this is not the same person. Bobby Lights was basically mad at Trina, who just has a bad attitude and shouldn't just be on the show. It's
Yeah.
like Trina hate everything. Just cut off the show.
She has a
She
bad attitude.
all the time. Everything makes her mad. Nothing.
Everything. And it's just like, girl, they tried to get her in therapy. She didn't want therapy. They tried to have a little spiritual intervention. She didn't want that. It doesn't matter if she's dating somebody, not dating somebody. It's just like her attitude sucks.
She's had a lot of loss and trauma, but at some point you gotta let somebody else deal with that. It's no excuse. So Bobby, her cousin, felt away because she's married and he had to hear it online and he was ready to go up, but Angela was like, no, Tell her I love you. Let's have a conversation. Like, step to her differently because you don't know the reason and why. And I was like, you know what therapy will do? So
Right.
I just want to give her flowers. Like,
Okay, shout
keep
out to
on
Angie
your
White.
path. Like, you look amazing. You look like you're healthy. And she looks like she's staying focused and not letting her enter her environment kind of
Yeah.
like get her back intertwined with the bad stuff. So you
That's
get my
good.
yes. Go, girl.
Shout out to Angela White. Shout out to Angela White and retiring Black China, but you still gonna always be Black China, sis, because
Yeah, you are. You are. That's true. I'm trying to be nice, but that's Black China.
I know, but I love how far she's come, because she has come, like, remember, she was fighting, throwing strollers and Six Flags,
She had the two piercings in her cheek.
fighting with Kylie Jenner. Like, it was just like, girl, like, it was a lot
Screaming
going
on the phone. You could tell she's like, you know, her business is God. And she's just really of sound mind. And I could tell she's on the show, but she's not going to let that get to
on.
her. She can make a story without fighting. She's going to give it to somebody else and they're going to fight for her.
Love it. My yes is just going to Quad. With her relationship, I'm here for it. I've always been a fan of Quad. She has, to me, been the backbone of Married to Medicine. Aside from Mariah Huck, who I would love, honestly. I know there's some things that went on behind the scenes, but it's time to bring back Mariah. The
That'd be a good
show
one. That'd
is
be a
just
good one.
dwindling down, and I think Mariah is what's needed to just shake it up, shake everybody up. But back to Quad, rooting for you and your new boo, and they're starting their IVF journey. And I'm really rooting for her and wishing her success in the fertility ish, area, as well as with Sweet T. But again, I just don't think Sweet T needs to have that journey on the show. Quad has been on the show from day one. I'm rooting for Quad. And yeah.
I'm going for this new man. I was like, he loves you. He's giving you
Yeah,
money. He's
she
feeding
said there's no
into it. He's just,
drama. Like, that's it.
it
That's what
gives
it's about.
authentic. Isn't that crazy? It gives more authentic. I think that they really genuinely like each other. You
Yes.
got me thinking about Sweet T and Dr. G now. You have me. I wasn't really thinking about them like that, but.
I could give you what you want.
And look at God, like, see, you got even in this with false advertisement. You didn't even have your honest intentions weren't clear. You were not honest with
Listen.
your intentions.
I ain't
So
even gonna
like,
say all of that. I'm gonna just say, you can't give him what he wants. Right. On
the cover of the thumbnail of the video.
that.
He
Horrible.
gave him what he wants.
Okay. On that note, let's now close out on a super, 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 super positive vibes with some positivity.
Just trying to get the face out my mouth. Okay.
Really hope, because they don't be letting me. I've been trying to get Mark to make our YouTube cover things, because I'm like, the YouTube just be picking the cover still images. Sometimes I'm like, this is horrible. And then
Yeah,
I try to go in
you gotta
Canva
change.
and figure it out. And I'm like, I ain't got time for this shit. I need somebody who knows how to do it. They be like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we gotta get our YouTube cover skins. So we'll take time. That's why we only doing videos every fifth episode. So it gives us
Listen,
time to figure it out.
because
We
then they
just
be
work to
picking,
figure
I'll
it out.
be trying to edit. They be like, no, your face gotta be like this.
We trying to just figure it out. Just bear with us. Bear with us.
Listen.
All right, best friend, what's your positive quote?
Okay. Staying positive does not mean everything will turn out okay. Rather, it means you will be okay no matter how things turn out. Unknown. I don't know who said it. The
My positive quote. It's from the Q School, at the Q School on Pinterest. You're struggling to make the change because the old behavior is still meeting a need. Instead of shaming yourself, identify the deeper need and allow it to exist. Then get curious about a new way to meet it.
Q school.
Q School. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Follow us at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA, letter V.
Leave a
All
comment.
platforms, leave comments, rate and review. And what's our closing slogan, best friend?
Love, abundance, and hair bundles. They on sale, y'all. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, I was trying to buy a wig today now. So we'll see. We might go back to some wigs for 2025, just the start of the year.
Me, I'm the opposite. I can't wait to I'm trying to do my natural hair most of next year. We'll see how long it lasts.
We'll
But
see.
I'm just tired. I miss my scalp. I
We're
miss my
black
scalp.
women. We can change our mind. Thank you,
Yes.
y'all. Bye.
Good night.